RT Radio 1 Sport with the all-new Kia Sportage. Built for endless inspiration, the all-new Sportage. Now at your local Kia dealer.
And Darren Frehill is back with the Sport Morning again. Darren?
Good morning to you as well, Justin. Well, Chelsea's title hopes may have gone up in smoke in the space of the last 3 weeks. I think last night's 1-1 draw away to Brighton has put that Premier League title and the leaders Manchester City just beyond reach, especially with the form that City are in at the moment. Brighton fully deserved that point last night. In fact, they could have won it. Third place Chelsea now 12 points behind, and they've played one game more than Manchester City. Chelsea were actually top of the table themselves before Christmas, but their recent record really just speaks volumes. 1 win in 7. It must be said, though, those 7 games have had to be played in the last 21 days, so it's averaging out 3 games a week. Their manager, Thomas Tuchel, believes the schedule is the reason behind their slump, and he admitted himself he was feeling tired.
I can even feel it myself. I mean, at some point you sit in the bus and you don't know where you're going and you need to refocus 5 seconds where we're going and when are we there and which time we play and when is the next meeting. And it's like this. It's since November now, we are the team that plays and plays and plays and plays, and you can feel it, of course.
Yeah, you can almost hear it in his voice, can't you? And I know these guys are paid crazy amounts of money, but 3 games a week, you know, you have to ask the question about player welfare there, don't you, over this Christmas period. Seems to be the same way every season. Couple of big games tonight. Tottenham travel to Leicester, Brentford host Manchester United, and it seems all not well at Old Trafford, and maybe this has really come to the fore in the last few days with a very public fallout between Inter manager Ralph Rangnick and Anthony Martial, who wants to leave. Last week, Rangnick said Martial won't play in the squad, while the player himself denied this is the case with a post on social media. Rangnick says the matter has now been cleared up.
I'm here now for 6 weeks. All the things that need to be said, I said after the press conference. I had a conversation with him on Sunday, a personal conversation with him about what happened and how I saw the whole situation. The matter is now resolved. He didn't train yesterday and the day before yesterday. He will probably train today, and after training I will then take the decision if he's nominated or not. And let's see what will happen then.
Let's see indeed what happens next. All obviously not well there at the moment. Rangers also dropped points in Scotland last night. They, like Chelsea, held to a 1-1 draw by Aberdeen this time around for them. 4 points clear, though, at the top of Celtic. Huge shock in the African Cup of Nations last night. The four-time champions Ghana are out of the tournament. They lost to the debutants Comoros by 3-2. Now, Irish rugby coach Andy Farrell will announce his squad for the Six Nations today. The opening fixture will be at home to Wales on the 5th of February. Jack Conan will be among that group, a player who has enjoyed one of his best years ever in 2020. He, though, is focused on the final group game in the Heineken Champions Cup against Bath this Saturday. That's our live offering on Radio 1 this weekend. Must win for Leinster, and that's a lot of it's down to the decision by the tournament organisers to award points to Montpellier early in the competition because of a COVID outbreak in the Leinster camp. Other games postponed at that time saw teams share their points. Jack Conan, though, wouldn't be drawn on talks of an appeal on that result.
Whatever about the coaching staff, they might be thinking about it, but it's definitely not something that the players are worrying about. It's completely out of our hands, so we won't be giving it a second thought. We're wholeheartedly and completely focused on this weekend against Bath, but going over there, putting in performance, getting as many points as we can. And, you know, look, those things are out of our control, so we're going to worry about what we can control, and that is to make sure that we go do the job this weekend and put ourselves in a position to have gotten the maximum amount of points that we could have, all things considered. So, it's Bath this weekend, and then hopefully it doesn't matter who it is after that in Europe. We have the capability and the players to go up against everyone. So we're not worrying about any of that.
Yes, and that game live on Saturday Sport on Radio 1. In the Bank of Ireland Dr. McKenna Cup last night, semi-final victories for Monaghan, who beat Armagh in a penalty shootout after the game finished in a draw after normal time, and Donegal, who got the better of Derry. So it's Monaghan and Donegal in the decider there. John Bubbles O'Dwyer has been left out of the Tipperary hurling squad for this year's Alliance League. It appears he is not part of the management's plans for the season ahead. That according to local radio station Tip FM. Patrick Bonner-Marr, though, is back in the squad after missing last year because of injury. Tipperary lady footballer Niamh Martin says she and her teammates have taken a lot of confidence from Meath's run to All-Ireland success last year. Speaking at the renaming of the county grounds to the FBD Semple Stadium, Martin takes great heart from their progress. She was part of the Tip team that beat Meath in the 2009-2019 intermediate final.
I suppose we have to look back to 2019 where we beat Meath in the All-Ireland final, which proves that we can compete with the best team really at the moment. And it's great to see that they, you know, got up from that knock. Like, losing an All-Ireland final is heartbreaking. They used that as the next year and then straight away won the All-Ireland final the next year. So they're a great inspiration, to be fair, and we'll have to look closely into their development over the last 2 years. Getting up to senior status was very hard work for Tip. We put in a lot of time and effort, so it was great to be able to retain that status. I suppose we have to look at last year and just take out the positives, and winning that last match last year is a positive, and we need to build on that going forward this year.
Finally, Ash Barty, Rafael Nadal, both through to the third round of the Australian Open, and Naomi Osaka well on her way to it as well, looking very impressive this morning.